In Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, Acts 11 and verse 26, we're going to jump in. Actually, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Something there's going to be opportunity to study next week, but I've got a point that I want to make. We're going to be studying in the adult class next Wednesday evening. The name Christian, what it is to be a Christian. And one of the things that's noted among the questions is the name Christian that's used in the New Testament. We read it at the beginning of our time together in Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, where we are told the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And there are some who actually believe that reference is a term of derision. In other words, they were called by their enemies, Christians. That it was a sign of derision to be called a Christian. And that may be so. I tend to think otherwise personally in this, but it's very possible. But regardless of that, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, the Apostle Peter uses it as a term identifying the people of God. He says, in contrast to one suffering because of evil he's done, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. We certainly ought not to be ashamed for wearing the name of our Lord. And that's what the name Christian is. It is something that identifies us as a disciple or a follower of Jesus Christ. And that is something that we are to rejoice in. But understand this. As indicated from 1 Peter chapter 4, when we name the name of Christ and we wear the name of Christ, that from time to time as a result of that, it will lead to suffering. I'm reminded of the text of Acts chapter 9. You'll remember the Apostle Paul in the 7th chapter. Well, let me rephrase that. Saul of Tarsus in the 7th chapter is introduced to the New Testament reader. He later became the Apostle Paul, but Saul of Tarsus was introduced, a young man by the name of Saul, who was one that those who stoned Stephen, that they laid their cloaks, their outer garments, at the feet of a young man named Saul. And he consented to the death of Stephen. And later on, Saul is identified as the chief persecutor of the church. And in Acts chapter 9, in verse 1 and 2, we're told that Saul was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Any of the way. And again, as you look at Scripture, there were a number of names or designations, descriptions that were given to the people of God in the first century. And this is one of them, of the way. And you'll remember that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I would like to be identified as one of the way. I think that is, though it may be used as a term of derision, again, it is one that is worthy of the child of God. And we need to be willing to wear that name, wear the designation Christian, and not be ashamed of it, because we are naming the name of our Lord and our Savior. But recognize when we do that we will be beset by opposition as a result of our stand. It seems like our culture is becoming more and more secular, and it's becoming more and more acceptable to demean and to antagonize those who are of the way, those who are Christians. And in the face of that, we need to stand tall and not be ashamed if we suffer for the cause of Christ, but be bold to proclaim the gospel and the message of our Lord. So I call upon each of us to have such confidence and courage to do that, no matter the cost. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you're here this evening and you desire to become a Christian, to be known as one of the way, and you're willing to count the cost and make that decision this night, then we're offering ourselves to you to assist you in any way that we can to make your life right, that you might serve Him acceptably. Repent of your sins, confess Him as the Son of God, be baptized to have your sins washed away. We want you, or if there is any other who needs our help, to come forward now while together we stand, while we sing.